The Lions didn't hesitate to address their run game this offseason when they drafted an offensive lineman and a running back in the first two rounds of the draft, in addition to signing free agent running back LeGarrette Blount. We got to see those pieces in action for the first time on Thursday as the Lions held their first open OTA practice, and many were paying attention to whether Frank Ragnow would play at center or guard. He played a guard for Thursday's practice, but head coach Matt Patricia says that could change, and Ragnow says he's okay with it.
No, definitely no decisions. You know, we're obviously trying to put everybody in a bunch of different positions. You'll see guys all over the place today in a bunch of, you know, maybe positions they didn't play in the past, or what, you know, theoretically on paper it says that they should play. But that's the part of it that's good right now is, you know, we're not in the game plan mode. We're just kind of in a learning mode, in a fundamental mode. So, you know, we're just trying to see how much they can all handle in different spots.
Don't really have a preference. Just want to be out there helping the team. And I mean, I've played a lot of positions in high school, played a lot of positions in college. I just like playing football. I mean, wherever they put me, I'm going to be happy to be there.
As for the running backs, LeGarrette Blount fielded questions from reporters after practice on Thursday about comparisons between his game and rookie Kerryon Johnson's. He says it's too soon to say yet, but he had high praise for Johnson.
The fact that we drafted him, you know, to add depth and you know, even more talent to our room was a good thing. So he grinds, man, and he works hard, and he studies, and he does everything, you know, the right way. And, you know, he does everything the way he's supposed to do. So he's a good competitor.
Blount knows his own strengths come in short yardage goal line situations, and he described how exactly he gets that done in his conversation with reporters.
It's a collective effort, you know what I'm saying? It's not really – you can't do it individually, because I can't go in there and run over 11 guys, you know. So it's a – And, you know, usually, if it's a one-yard touchdown, they only leave you with one guy to run over. You know, most of the times you got to beat him. You know, there's not a lot of guys that are as big as me out there. So, you know, usually I try my best to win that battle.
Another addition the Lions made to their run game during the offseason was drafting fullback Nick Bawden. We also saw Nick Ballore work heavily with the offense during Thursday's open OTA practice. But when asked about it, LeGarrette Blount said it doesn't matter to him whether he has a fullback or not, because the principles of what he has to get done are the same. We'll see whether these additions to the run game do in fact end up improving it. For DetroitLions.com, I'm Tori Petrie.